All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Black Desert Public Infrastructure District. Today is July 28th. It's 10:11 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. For our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the record and recording, we'd appreciate it. Start with the board. Brett, would you like to start?
Yeah, Brett Boren, Pit Treasurer. Sorry, did you guys hear that? Brett Boren, Pit Treasurer.
Stephanie Nass, Pit Secretary.
David Hutchison with CLA.
Matt Hintz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, board meeting minutes from our April 28th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Need me to put them up?
I did.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, Steph?
I make a motion to approve the minutes. Sorry, I forgot the date.
April 28th.
From April 28th.
Thanks.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. For the record, we want to excuse Patrick Manning from today's meeting. All right. Second item would be our quarterly financials. So, David, I'll turn the time over to you.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. So for financial statements as of June 30th, 2025, I'm just going to take a little higher level of review today since everyone can review these on these on their own or has a chance to, but just oops, balance sheet. In the operating expense checking account, we have the $42,000, and we have a receivable from the county treasurer for that admin carve out that I'm still working with them to get that paid to you guys. Or hopefully with the next property taxes that gets sent over to them, that they'll be able to make the carve out payment for both the 24 and the 25 for years. So, for the debt service, we have a total of $31,750,751 rounded, between the different funds, and that is sufficient to cover the next payments, the bond payments that are coming up, and that are sitting in the capitalized interest fund there. Capital projects funds, we have $67,454,000 in the accounts dedicated for those construction projects. In accounts payable, we have $16,303 in that general fund also. And then here's the due to other funds once those property taxes are received, the admin carve out. So moving on to the general fund, we've expended $15,579 of the $54,000 that we have budgeted for the year, and we've had transfers from other funds of $7,600. And that gives us an ending fund balance to date of $78,628.29. Moving on to the debt service fund, we've had interest income, $764,000. And we've had the one bond interest payment of $1.62 million for the 2021 series, and be an additional payment of that to get to the $3.2 million. And then we've had a bond interest payment from the 2024 series of $5,062,000, and then an additional payment later on. The end of the year, or as of the end of this period, we have fund balance of $30,402,992 rounded. And in the capital projects fund, had interest income of $1,685,000, and we've had capital outlay expenditures of $15,993,000, and then the transfer to the other fund of the $7,693. And that gives us that ending fund balance of $67,454,791. With that, let me open it up for any questions you guys might have. Or
hey, David, remind me what the 7,000 Where did that go? Where did we transfer which fund?
It got transferred to the general fund. So there were some admin costs that were paid out of the capital projects funds.
Okay.
We've been trying to get it so instead of doing requisitions from there, we will pay those out of those funds that are in the general fund, since we have this operating account here to cover those, and then that will increase by, you know, approximately that amount, or 53,000 for 2024, and then 25 will be another 54,000.
Okay. Brett, Steph, either one of you guys have any questions?
I don't.
Okay.
Not either.
Okay. So what I would need then is a motion to accept the financials as presented.
I make a motion to accept the financials as presented.
Thanks, Steph.
I second.
Thanks, Brett. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Only question I have for you two is, as far as the assessment administrator goes, we were planning on having CLA do that. I just wanted to double check with you two that that's the case.
Sounds great.
Yeah, be my
okay.
Preference.
All right. Okay, Matt, do you have anything for him?
Nope, just wanted to get on and say hello.
Okay.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
All right. We can take a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Thanks, Steph. Thanks, Brett.
I'll second that.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Hey, good to see you.